Okay, you're on.
Good morning and welcome to November 10th, 2020 County Council meeting. First thing to approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote the motion carried. We have the minutes of October 27th. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Reading correspondence, Mr. Moore?
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Okay. We'll now go to public comments. It's a time where anybody can speak 3 minutes to the council on something the council has some control over. Anybody in the audience want to speak? Come on down, sir, please. Reminder again, the green light comes on, you got 3 minutes. The amber light, you got a minute. Red light, we ask you to stop. So, good morning, sir.
Good morning. We do this quick. This is the third meeting I've attended. You skipped last week because of the election, so it's been 4 weeks. I still do not have a building permit, just to do a fit out. If you did something with my recommendations, I would be able to apply for all my permits at one time instead of having to do it this one, and take weeks in between. I've been working on it since June.
Is this a county permit you're waiting for?
I finally got the county.
Okay.
Now I'm hung up with DOT since June.
Okay.
To use the entrance and an exit that had been there for 75 years. Just because it's a new owner. We did a traffic study. It actually dropped by 2/3. So that shouldn't be a problem. I should be able to get a letter of non-contention.
Sure.
Quick. Doesn't work that way. Need to change the procedure so you can get everything, apply everything at one time. And then it won't take so long. Everything takes weeks. If you're building a shopping center for $25 million, and he's building one for $25 million, and you get to the county before I do, I got to wait for your plan review, whoever else, and then my little $100,000 project. It could be 2-3 months later. Just need to change the procedure. That's all I got to say. Just need to streamline it for small little projects.
Okay. Well, we certainly have heard you.
I know.
I'm sure Mr. Lawson's heard you. I'm sure Mr. Whitehouse has heard you.
Yeah, and I'll be back to the next meeting.
And that's fine.
And
we will work on see if there's a way we can do that.
Work to streamline that procedure for small little projects instead of having to go through architects and engineers and surveys. And it just makes everything hard for the small guy. I got 2 guys work for me. So I'm not working. I can't leave them on the job by themselves. They're idiots. You know what I'm saying? So I need to be there.
Sure.
I'm here. Or trying to get permits someplace.
Sure.
It just makes it hard.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. I think we all understand what you're saying. And we'll take a look at this the way we speed it up. Now, some things I've realized too, like architecture or engineering stamps, are required by state law, so we haven't got a way to get around that, obviously. But
they are, but for a small little project, remodel,
right?
Anything non-structural, the architect fees for this domino is $45,000 for a $100,000 project.
Here's the thing that's got me: it's already got it's already a commercial site, and already got a road there, and still can't get a permit from the highway.
They should have something to meet by the end of today, maybe. But that has been in since June to get that approved.
Wow.
So
I understand.
It just makes it terribly hard. There's no red light.
Sure.
I'll leave you alone until next week.
That's fine.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Sir, could we get your name and address for the record?
Lawson? Yeah, we've got some relations here. Hillsborough, Delaware.
Okay. Thank you.
And I will see you all next week. Thank you.
Anyone else in the audience want to speak? Public comment. Anybody else in the audience? Seeing none, operators, anybody online, what do we speak? Public comment.
If anyone would like to be in the conference
line and would like to make public comment, please dial 5-star, state your name and address.
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to make public comment, please dial 5-star, state your name and address.
That's really dumb, the big man.
At this time, there are no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. We will close public comments. Move on the agenda to consent agenda. We have two items. These existing wastewater infrastructure agreement, excuse me, IUA CU2199, Sea Glass at Rehoboth Beach Project, OA Rehoboth LLC, and use of existing wastewater infrastructure agreement, IUA 1098, Ashton Oaks Project, OA Oaks LLC. Any questions on those? And then motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
IBS motion carried. Mr. Lawson, your report, please.
Thank you. County Administrator's report for November 10th, 2020. Item 1, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the Estuary Phase 1D-2 construction record received substantial completion effective October 26th. Item 2, county offices will be closed tomorrow, Wednesday, November 11th, in honor of Veterans Day. Offices will reopen on Thursday, November 12th at 8:30 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Whitehouse. Initial use number 2237, filed on behalf of Samuel C. Warrington II for report, public comments, and to close the record.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I will first circulate the report that I must have.
He's not here. Won't be here today.
I'll mail him.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, sir. So, council held a public hearing for this application and left the record open at its meeting of October 27th for receipt of additional comments. The deadline for submission of comments was yesterday, close of business, November 9th. I can confirm, and I've circulated copies of the additional comments, we have received one additional 312 signature petition in opposition to the application. We've also received an additional 13 signature petition in opposition. We've received 5 additional letters in opposition and 1 additional letter in response, copies of which have been copied and circulated. So.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So we need a motion to, Mr. Moore, to close the record.
That is correct. Oh,
yeah, wow. I'm going to keep my black robe on here.
That's right.
Do you need to read the short title? That's a question. I'm not saying you do. I don't know.
We have a deadline.
Okay.
Okay. Had a motion to close the public record.
And then a motion to close the public record on CU2237.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, sir.
Wow. We've got half a page here. Hard to believe. And who's... Oh, it's Mr. Medlars.
We tried.
Aren't you all shocked?
Good morning, Mr. President, and good morning, Council.
Good morning.
I know you're not totally surprised that I'm back. So, thank you for the first item up is the Herring Creek rate. And first of all, let me say that Ms. Jennings and I try our very best to avoid in our fiscal year rate advertisements. This one is hopefully it's a one-off. The Herring Creek rate was not set in the past budget because we truly did not believe there would be properties coming online prior to the end of this current fiscal year. I'll take you back a little bit further. You awarded the Herring Creek contract number 1 for the pump stations, which is progressing really well. You have just awarded Herring Creek contract 2, which is the gravity system along Sloan Road, that whole peninsula, off Route 24. And they will not be online before the end of the fiscal year. However, the initial extension, the referendum for the territory included the corner piece. which is the townhouse piece of Walden. They will be online, we believe, probably in the spring of, early spring of 21, which means we must have a rate in place. As Jennings and I discussed, we'd rather have the rate in place well in advance of the first occupancies, the certificates to be. So hence, this is the maximum rate approved under the referendum we're proposing. That will be adjusted as we are moving into the project completion next year. So for this fiscal year 21, as well as the next one, 22, we will propose this rate. Once everybody's connected and we have the final amount of the loans, we could make an adjustment. But for the interim, we're requesting that you introduce the ordinance and set the rate at the Heron Creek Sewer District area at the referendum approved maximum.
Okay.
So this is a not to exceed rate?
That is the highest rate approved under the referendum as we have. It cannot be higher than that unless there's another referendum.
Okay. So Mr. Moore, you're going to read the short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance
establishing the annual assessment rates for the Herring Creek area of the Unified Sewer District.
Anybody want to introduce that?
I'll introduce
it. Mr. Burton introduces it. Thank you, sir. Next, sir.
Next one up is the Artesian. We have a series of agreements with Artesian Wastewater Resources, and we have a singular agreement with Artesian Water Company. The first one up under the AB was the, and our administrator accuses me with meddling with the agenda when I do this, but you know, like he said, Hans, do they have to be on the same heading? And I like to keep them on the same heading because they're agreement related, they're past the modifications to existing agreements. So our administrator said, yes, that will be okay. First one up is the bulk water services agreement. We touched it three times already. This is addendum number four. This is triggered by DNRC looking at the permits, and these are on-site disposal permits, land treatment systems, such as the Artesian Stonewater Facility and the Sussex County Inland Bays Facility. They have in their permits written in certain territories, which in the world of regional permits or regional systems, interconnected systems, don't make much sense. The DNRC team agreed that this is not really that's not the 21st century which we should be dealing with. And we had to go through a number of steps to make the last round work with the Stone River facility. By fixing the definition of wastewater as being inherently regional and including it in this agreement and any and all other wastewater interconnection agreements, whether they're Rehoboth or Lewis, then we have fixed this issue and we don't have to, and DNRC would be happy if we addressed that issue. So that would be our first request, and you can see it underlined on the back page, is the approval of the addendum really does nothing but change the definition of the wastewater service area.
Okay, we have a motion.
So if you want to touch that motion first, yes, we do have a motion. And that one would be, be it removed based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve addendum 4 to the bulk wastewater services agreement between Sussex County and Artesian Wastewater Management Incorporated as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Mr. Wilson.
So the county is not supplying any service there, right?
No, it has nothing to do with.
So that's why I don't see why we should be interfering with Tidewater.
No, we are not. We are looking at the base agreement, Councilman, deals with the optimization of the existing infrastructure. That has not changed. But that allowed, when you look at the regional system and you connect A, B, C to it, in the old world, A was going with this permit, B was going with this permit, C was going with this permit. So by changing the definition, all these systems can be interconnected.
Or Tidewater is going to call tomorrow to hook up them?
No, these
are Artesian.
The original Artesian agreement
Deal
with existing infrastructure. We do not have arrangements with proposed infrastructure.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have yet. Motion carried. Next, sir.
So we're moving into design of the Allendale system, which is Allendale water system, which is almost complete. Quick recap, you see the listings of where we went through. We also have a certificate, a CPCN for the service territory, et cetera, et cetera. So as we go through the design, and we're very close to final design, actually we submitted for permitting for some of it, it became clear that Artesian did not want to have a water tower at the south end. They prefer a pressure system at the pressure tank at the south end. They made a win-win suggestion, which we believe also in. If we were to install and maintain the pressure tanks, which we have identical tanks at the, or very similar tank arrangements at the airport, they would assume all the maintenance responsibilities under the bulk tariff. That's an offer too good for us to refuse. I mean, they made that offer, we didn't ask for it. But we initially had after-hour responsibilities. We had some other maintenance responsibilities for infrastructure pieces, such as hydrants and valves. Now, all the response and maintenance moves in the Artesian world in exchange for us assuming the construction and maintenance of the pressure tank system. It really, it's good for us, it's good for them. So I think it's a great amendment to the agreement. And it's pretty funny that if you look at, almost amusing, and our council will probably find this amusing, we're dealing with the same overall entity, but the one side wants to call the wastewater addendum, and the water side wants to call it amendment. So I don't know why, but that's the way they want to deal with it. So we have a recommendation for the amendment.
You have a motion.
They be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve amendment number 1 to the Allendale Water District Agreement between Sussex County and Artesian Water Company as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
So we're going to build it and they're going to maintain it for life.
We are going to build the entire system. Artesian Water Company will maintain the entire system, with the exception of the pressure tanks, forever. For the length of the agreement.
How long is the agreement?
20 years plus a 20-year renewal. So
how much you charge a gallon for that water?
The bulk tariff rate is $6 a thousand gallons.
$6 a thousand.
And we are under the CPCN of the bulk rate, but we're essentially getting a individual service level for the bulk rate.
Wonder why they hook up the Weepers tank.
Their engineers went through the analysis. The original agreement had a prorated share, which we would participate in the elevator tank, and they found it to be not beneficial for their system operation.
So they're going to find good water there.
No, it has to do with the storage, Councilman.
That'd be what?
Has to do with the storage only, storage.
Storage, well,
elevated storage versus pressure storage.
More questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The next one up is, you're going to be very pleased. I was very pleased. We are concluding our negotiations with the town of Salvaville. And there was a lot of back and forth between the county attorneys, the engineering department, town council, town manager, town solicitor. So, but we have arrived. The town of Salvaville has approved it. We're going to a metered rate, much, much simpler arrangement. And we will be sending a catch-up bill as soon as you approve it and the agreement is signed. So the entire system now is so many cents per thousand gallons with an escalation, and it covers all of our services, including the locates outside the town of Salvaville for the force main, for the airflow enforcement. So it is I think it's a great upgrade to this 25-year-old agreement, and we're very happy to make that arrangement. It doesn't change the allocation, by the way.
Right.
They still have 2 million gallons out of the outfall capacity. No change on that. It does address how they could get additional capacity, but the agreement does not anticipate that we have any additional capacity available. So it just changes the billing arrangements.
You have a motion.
Do you have a motion for that one? Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that council approve the agreement for services with the town of Selbyville for the ocean outfall as presented.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have yet. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The next one is sort of a, it is the change order 8 on the listing, but we also need amendment, or we need a modification to change order 7, because an allocation, we carried an allocation in change order 7, which the subcontractor, who is the control supplier, came in higher than that, so we have to amend that one. But the total for number 8 is the other three RFPs. So Selbyville was the first piece here because it was a contractual arrangement. No change to the overall general contract, RONCA, but some requests for proposals for the electrical. And when you read these, they're fairly complex and they're fairly detailed. So these are not big ticket items, but we like to deal with them as they come along, update you, get your approval before we actually authorize it. And so we don't, and because the next one on Western Sussex, I am going to discuss something we had to authorize in the field order versus getting your approval prior to. So these are, you probably read these and say, what does that all mean? As a matter of fact, I take out all the electrical acronyms and write it all out, so at least you have some idea of what we're dealing with. But this is a very complex design, and it's a very good design. These are very minor changes, and as you can see, most of them are triggered by requests from us, our engineering team, our own team on the ground, as well as the engineering department, to make some minor modifications to the design drawings.
That's all so, town limits, right?
Pardon me?
This all town limits you're talking about?
Yes.
Why, I don't know why we're involved then.
No, we're involved because, remember, this the contract deals with South Coastal as well as the city portion. Yeah. So we have to, we are involved in the overall project, not, so Councilman, that ship sailed about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. But we are in it.
There's a motion.
There's no turning back on this one. And I always update for you the overall cost estimate. I don't know whether you take a look at this, but that page is always interesting to see where we stand overall.
Sure.
So may I go with the modification first?
Sure.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that council approve. Nope, that's, I'm sorry, I'm off one page. It's the last page. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that revised change order number 7 and change order number 8 for contract C-19-17, South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility Treatment Process Upgrade Number 3 and Rehoboth Beach Wastewater Treatment Plant Capital Improvement Program Phase 2, electrical construction be approved, increasing the contract by $6,582.80 and $2,249 respectively for a new contract total of $21,794,361.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have yet. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Next one is the Western Sussex. Mr. President, we are inches away from connecting the pipelines.
Inches. Okay, that's good.
Literally, I think you can measure it. You can measure it in feet, that's for sure.
I turned on how I got to your...
But the... Contract 3 is almost complete. Once Contract 3 is complete, we will connect Heritage Shores and the southern portion of Bridgeville Territory to the Seaford system. So that is, our target is to have this done before the year end. The first request sort of ties to the multi-contract issue. When George Miles and Buehr's contract for the engineering services and contract administration was originally approved, we anticipated a certain schedule, which was extended when the Bridgeville project portion, the pump station contract four, encountered the groundwater contamination. That threw that whole contract three and four into an extended time period. We're still going to get three done in just within the nick of time, but four got certainly much longer. So we tried to get it all accomplished under George Miles and Buehr initial calculation. However, there's some minor adjustments we feel are warranted, and we have a recommendation to amend George Miles and Buehr's professional service agreement to account for these additional tasks they had to take on. So I have a recommendation for you for this one before we talk about the unforeseen site conditions.
Sure. Can you read your motion, please?
Be moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that amendment number three to the base engineering contract for Western Sussex with George Miles and Buehr LLC be approved in the amount not to exceed $22,000 for additional construction administration and inspection services.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions?
Is this for phase four or phase three?
No, this is for the entire, George Miles and Buehr's contract encompassed all phases, 1 through 6.
Okay.
And because there was a extension in the actual construction time, they incurred additional contract administration costs and additional inspection costs, or labor expense.
For all of it?
For all of the package.
Okay.
Which we feel is warranted. Initially, the George Miles and Buehr was trying to get it to fit it within their allocated totals, but just a little bit over. I mean, this was $1.3 million contract. We're barely over.
But that gets all six phases.
Gets all six phases closed. Okay.
How much more money you said they needed?
Excuse me, Councilman.
How much more money you said they needed?
$22,000
for the additional services for the
chicken feed.
There you go. Big chickens. Any more questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Next, sir.
The other issue is something, you know, like we run into, unfortunately, but true. So, remember, this contract had two design teams. The George Miles and Buehr team was involved throughout, but they did the design portion up to, with the handshake point, at the Heritage Shores pump station. From there on, Davis Bonner Trudell was the design engineer, and they provide some limited construction administration inspection services. And the reason the handshake point was taken is because George Miles and Buehr is the engineer of record for Seaford, and Davis Bone and Friedel is the engineer of record for Bridgeville to Greenwood. So, having said that, we went into this with the request by both municipalities to work with their respective engineer of record. So, in the Davis Bone and Friedel design, the design site design for the Bridgeville pump station at the treatment plant did not have a 8-inch water main on the drawings. And that was a main which was installed in the 70s and did not show up on the town's documents. So I included the picture because it's not amusing. It could have ended badly. But as you can see, the steel was already laid out, and they were about to drive sheets. They were just sinking in the whale, is what it's called, into the ground, just a couple of feet, when they struck the pipe. Luckily, it was a ductile iron pipe, so we exposed it and said, nobody knew where it was. There were several days where we just tried to figure out, what is this, and where does it go, and what does it do? Come to find out, North Bridgeville has dual waterline feeds, a 6-inch and an 8-inch. So the town then had a day or two where they needed the time to make a decision. How can we maintain the level of service, fire protection, et cetera, for North Bridgeville? And what is needed to make the change to fix the problem? So that, when you add it all up, there were about 6 days left, 6 days where nothing happened. And the specialized pile driving equipment, the hammers, et cetera, were sitting on site with no action. So when you look at the change order request, that is pretty unusual. The actual repair was only 1/3 of the cost. The standby rates for the specialized equipment, which you can't just take on another job, was 2/3. And it was going back and forth. There was some serious negotiations involved between the engineering department and the contractor. And just for the record, we started at 60,000 and we ended up at this number. So there were unaccounted times. We're not paying for Saturdays, Sundays. We're not paying for, there's a lot of things we didn't end up paying for. But there's definitely a standby component I can defend and I think needs to be compensated. So the line's fixed. We're back on site. We're working again. So
it's all good.
It's all good. We're ready. We're ready to roll it for the.
Please read your motion.
I can't quite understand why it was there to start with.
I certainly was very surprised to find it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the foundation of the garage for the town of Bridgeville almost clipped that pipe.
Wow.
They almost did what?
They almost clipped that pipe when they put that maintenance garage in for the town of Bridgeville.
Wow.
So that would have been a surprise for them.
I'd say.
Yeah. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order 3 for contract S19-28 Western Sussex Transmission Facilities contract 4 pumping stations be approved, increasing the contract by $32,644.19 for a new contract total of $3,332,270.97.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I had a question.
Oh, I'm sorry, but back up. I thought I said that, but maybe I didn't.
How come we're in there working on this, working in Bridgeville, putting this all in there? Are we going around now fix all town pipes? Is that our goal?
The goal is to do whatever it takes to maintain the level of service we have in the town of Bridgeville and Greenwood today.
Well, how do we get hooked up in that to start with?
It's part of the whole sewer, new sewer district.
Well, where are we in our taking care of the sewer system? Are we going to take care of Georgetown's sewer system?
No, they're not part of that. It's Greenwood, Bridgeville.
Boy, how come we're doing this other? We've got someone else's sewer system to take care of.
Councilman, the entire first page deals with how you ended up in that situation based on the requests, the creation of the district, the funding of the district, et cetera. So if you look at the first page, that gives you sort of the background about why we are in the Bridgeville Greenwood is a Sussex County sewer district.
I know it's a Sussex County, but I didn't think we're taking care of town sewers.
Sure.
Why are we not working up fixing town sewers and running their systems?
Just like we do Blades. But that Blades is a sewer district, is a county sewer district.
We're doing systems.
Yes.
It's a county sewer district.
Towns, huh?
If it's a county district, yeah.
We do. We own sewer systems. Councilman, the oldest sewer system we own is in an incorporated town of Dewey Beach.
It's the oldest sewer system?
It's the oldest sewer system we own dating back to 76. The second oldest we own, Fenwick Island, is in a town. The youngest sewer.
We're charging for that, right? No, we charge.
We certainly do.
So much a gallon. Are we charging for Bridgeville, Greenwood?
Yes.
Are they helping pay for this?
They will. Will be charged the same.
Is this a free ride for these guys we're talking about?
Everybody pays the uniform district rate.
And they're all going to pay?
Yes.
So. More questions? Okay, we'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Mr. President, I will take a break while Mr. Parker steps up.
Next thing is FY21 Ocean Outfall Inspection. Recommendation to award.
Thank you.
Morning.
Morning, Mr. President, council members. Here this morning to present the results of the bids as well as make a recommendation for award for project G2106, which is the ocean outfall inspection. Just a little bit of background on the project. Some of you may or may not be aware. The ocean outfall system itself is comprised of it's a large conveyance pipe buried beneath the ocean floor. It has two exposed header pipes at the end, which discharge treated effluent from our South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility to an offshore location. It's in the area of Bethany Beach and Middlesex. The system was originally built in 1977. The current NPDES permit that mandates the operation and inspection of the system requires a visual inspection every 5 years. The last inspection that we've done on the system was in 2016. So the engineering department assembled a list of five pre-qualified firms that had the experience to do the underwater inspection. We developed a bid package with detailed inspection procedures and then sent that to the vendors on October 10th. On October 28th, a total of three bids were received, with TNJ Marine out of Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey, submitting the low base bid. One thing to note that we did structure the overall bid to consist of a base bid, which consists of the main and the initial inspection required, as well as an alternate bid, which would contain any items needed for repair based on the initial inspection. So in effect, the alternate bid contains time and material items, as well as we want to access one of the manholes for visual inspection, so it contains that as well. As a result of all of this, the recommendation this morning will be on the base bid only, since we don't know what the alternate bid will be till we actually do the inspection. Before making motion, and we have this in the memo, hopefully you guys went through this, one other item we want to bring to council's attention for future consideration is related to the corrosion protection system on the outfall system, ocean outfall system. When it was originally designed, the corrosion protection system had a target design life of 40 years. So we are several years beyond that time frame. The primary concern is with the cathodic protection element and the conductors along the pipeline itself, which obviously is buried beneath the seafloor, as well as the buried anodes. These are elements that are not visible. Therefore, we cannot inspect those. We've had some recent test inspections done, which we're required to do every year, and what we're seeing is some of the electrical current flowing through the conductors has dropped below desirable level, and this is critical to the performance of the cathodic protection for the pipeline itself. So as a result of this and the age of the system, the engineering department will be making a recommendation for inclusion of conductor as well as anode field replacement in next year's fiscal budget.
I don't quite understand the electrical part. The electric that's going through the pipes. I don't quite understand that.
Well,
you might bring it down, so I cut down a little so I can understand what you're saying.
Not to get into the weeds too far, but the electrical inducement is necessary to have a cathodic environment for the pipeline. So we have an inducer.
How does that do that?
Well, it what it does is it converts alternating current into direct current on the shore in the inducer, sends it out to the anode field that's buried beneath the seafloor.
That's inside the pipe.
That's inside the conductors, the wires that run along the pipe.
Looks like to me, from what I understand, it looks like maybe shorted out. Some kind of way, it looks like electricity board don't get along too good.
Well, it's all.
It's not real electricity, right? Or it is electricity.
It is. Yeah. It's all electricity within conductors, which is within it's contained within a conduit that's sealed on the outside of the pipe.
Yeah.
And the pipe is below the sea floor. So what happens is the direct current then is flowed from the anode field out along the pipeline, and that's what makes the actual pipeline cathodic to the marine environment. So there is electricity flowing out and then coming back. So what we do is every year we read the levels of the electricity flow, and we want to make sure it's in a certain range to ensure that the induced current is adequate to maintain the cathodic protection. It's probably a lot more complicated than that, but that's the out of the weeds description.
I understand a little more than what you said at first. So where's the inspection? Where's the pipe? Where's the inspection?
So our visual inspection.
How far are you from being out of the water?
Well, the pipeline itself runs a mile and a quarter out from the shoreline. The majority of that is buried beneath the seafloor. At the end, we have two diffuser headers that come up out of the seafloor, and they have basically port or holes in them, and that's where the effluent is released into the actual ocean environment. And by that time, it's, you know, it's, again, it's been cleansed, and it's not a harm to the marine environment. But the majority of the system is buried. We cannot see it. We cannot inspect it, with the exception of seven access manholes that rise from the pipe beneath the seafloor to, I want to say, 7 or 8 feet above the sea level. And they have hatches that can be entered if need be for an inspection. And we want to do one of those inspections. I don't think it's been done in the past, but we actually want one of the divers, hopefully, to get in one of those access manholes to document the condition. So it's pretty complex. What we found with past inspections is there is a significant amount of marine growth, organism growth, that just prevents, you know, the outside is just covered with crustaceans and so forth. So we're going to have some of that removed in order for the divers to be able to actually get to the manhole, operate the manhole, open the pressure release valve, which then releases the pressure. Plant has to be temporarily shut down for that to happen. Then the diver can safely enter the system. So that's the procedure that we have to go. That's not going to be done up front. We need the visual inspection done first. We want to see the report on physical condition, what repairs, if any, are needed. And then at that point in time, our experience, there seems to always be some repairs needed, some bonding wires that have come loose. We have anodes out there that are attached to the structural support systems. Those corrode over time by design. That's what provides corrosion protection. So they need to be replaced.
You're talking about divers and you go in these excess. Yeah. How deep would that water be?
Out at the end, I want to say it's probably about between 40 and 43 foot down to the ocean floor.
So the inspection couldn't be up out of water, right?
Nope.
Why not?
Inspect it out of the water?
Because the entire system is underwater.
We'll check it before it gets out. We'd have to have these divers check it. They check it before it in. What's wrong with that? What would be wrong with that water if it went on out to the ocean? I don't see if water would get it worse and more dangerous.
Well, I don't think it's the water. I think it's these anodes they need to inspect. Because anode, the purpose of the anode is it gives itself up before it damages the pipe. Is that correct?
The purpose of the anode is to provide proper cathodic protection of the structure. So that degrades over time. Again, it has to do with chemistry and so forth, but it's designed to degrade and disappear. And that means it's doing its job. So those have to be replaced over time. So the entire system has water in it. The entire system is underwater. It's just the effluent gets pushed out through the main force main, and then it gets released into these diffuser pipes.
Sure.
into the ocean environment. So that's where the divers have to access the end portion.
I don't understand what question I was asking. I don't make myself clear to them sometimes.
Mr. President, you have the exact right path. Sacrificial end.
Right.
Hence, 40-year life sacrificed.
Yep.
We are at this point. So the only other thing I want to add, maybe we might not have the time, Mark, to come back to get the change order approved. So we should have authorization to do this and then come back in the end for final presentation. Because then I got to wait for it. You know, once the contractors are on site,
that's a good point.
We cannot come back to you and ask for permission. So we will have to ask you to go with our unit prices and we'll come back to close out the job. But we will have to make a decision what needs to be done.
Sure. Yeah, because they're going to have a diver team mobilized on site, and once the inspection report's submitted to us, we have to turn our review around pretty quick and give them direction on their repairs. So it will be a tight. We don't want to pay them for an extended amount of time.
That'd be a pretty good standby, but then wait for us for 2 weeks or something.
Exactly. Yep.
It would not be good.
That's a good point.
Mr. Burton, you have a question?
The pipe doesn't have a 40-year lifetime. The electrical components that keep the pipe operational has the 40-year.
It's more the corrosion protection system.
Yeah, that's what we're inspecting.
That's right. And as long as the corrosion protection is doing its job, hopefully, structurally, from a support standpoint, the
pipe would be fine.
Be okay. Yes. Correct.
Okay. So one the bid is for the inspection, and then what Hans just mentioned is that whatever we find, we got to go.
Correct.
More questions?
And we have unit prices already established for all that. That was part of the bid, even though the recommendation for award is just for the initial.
So expansion. Whether it's two units that need to be replaced or four, you know what the unit price is.
Correct.
More questions? Have a motion?
I do. Be it moved based on the recommendation from the Sussex County Engineering Department that the fiscal year 21 ocean outfall inspection project be awarded to TNJ Marine Inc. for an amount of $69,250, which represents the low base bid received by the county.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions?
And then are we going to put Burton. The, are we going to put the next?
Is there a second motion to give the authority to fix what you got to fix before you come back to us? Mr. Medlars, you brought that subject up. What you've done here is just to prove them to do it, not to fix anything.
It probably should be. We don't have that officially prepared.
No, you can just say
fly by.
No, right? You can just say and approve the unit bond prices as due. That way we can use them.
Yep.
Okay. So if you want to restate your motion and then add that to it.
Yep. Be it moved based on the recommendation from the Sussex County Engineering Department that the fiscal year 21 ocean outfall inspection project be awarded to TNG Marine Inc. for an amount of $69,250, which represents the low base bid received by the county, and in addition, authorizing any repairs that are needed based on the inspection at the unit prices bid by the low bid vendor.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
And Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
And Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have you, Mr. Carey. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good job.
Nice job,
Mark. Mr. Ashman. H&D Townhouses, CIDS, IUA 974-1. Existing wastewater infrastructure use amendment.
So this sort of could have been tied in with the consent agenda, but this is the first one we've done, so I kind of wanted to give a little bit of an explanation with it. When we prepared the original agreement, we actually had it listed as there would be 58 EDUs on the H&D Townhomes or C-Edge project. During the construction, I guess the developers had elected to eliminate the clubhouse originally proposed, and that was based on the builder and the developer coming together on their agreement. Therefore, we eliminated one lateral connection for that, and that brings the total to 57, which would reduce the catch-up contribution. The reduction in the connections will reduce the financial contribution by $989.57. And as H&D Subdivision LLC has previously completed payment of the contribution in full, the county will need to reimburse the developer for the amount above.
Okay, you have a motion?
I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the amended existing wastewater infrastructure use agreement between Sussex County and H&D Subdivision LLC for the reduction in the catch-up contribution as presented on November 10, 2020.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That's not the kind of motion Gina likes, you know. It's a give back.
I know.
I have to talk to her.
you have to owe her an apology. Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Boy Scouts of America for Boy Scout Troop 1 in Lewis is requesting $5,050 for their equipment and transportation initiative. COVID-19 has virtually made fundraising activities impossible. Their request includes funds to purchase tents, cook boxes, bus repairs, and an equipment trailer. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Burton, and Mr. Burton placed on the agenda.
Burton.
I think anything that we can do to help the Boy Scouts in this time period with their supplies that they need is something that I would like to do, and my motion is for $3,000.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $3,000 from Mr. Burton's Council MAC account to Boy Scouts of America Troop Number 1 for equipment expenses. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one. Sussex Central High School is requesting $6,200 to purchase 50 TI-84 calculators for advanced placement calculus. These calculators will stay in the classroom. The last grant received was $750 for the FFA convention Mr. Burton placed on the agenda.
Burton?
Yeah, the question for Mr. Lawson. I like the fact that the calculators are still, I asked you to do some homework and just wonder what you found up as far as the need for these calculators.
Yeah, so two parts of the homework. First was keeping the calculators in the classroom, which they've committed to do. Second part is the students that are impacted by the need for this equipment in the classroom. It's a direct relation to COVID and the fact that there are some students that are working from home with calculators and some students that are coming to the classroom without calculators. Those students that are coming to the classroom without calculators would be the ones using these calculators if purchased.
So it isn't a need, there isn't a, we're not determining where the need ownership of a calculator is. So these would just be the ones that are in the classroom.
Correct.
What is the, what's the total ask of this?
$6,200.
I will supply half of that need at $3,100 for my Councilmatic grant.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $3,100 to the Sussex Central High School for equipment expenses from Mr. Burton's Councilmatic account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Georgetown Historical Society is requesting $21,000 for their barrel barn renovation, which is in desperate need of exterior shingle replacement due to water intrusion. The space is utilized by many organizations that do not have a permanent home for meetings. Last grant received was $15,000 from Mr. Wilson, and Mr. Wilson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Wilson?
I make a motion to do it. How much you want?
They want $21,000.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, you heard it correct. How much of that do you want to give?
I guess just probably give $21,000.
That's up to you, okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton.
Reading this.
Yep. I have enough money to pay that.
You do, you have $28,500.
All right.
To grant $21,000 to the Georgetown Historical Society for the barrel barn renovations. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the last one. Lewis Public Library is requesting $2,500 for their fifth annual Shakespeare Festival to be held the spring of 2021. The Shakespeare Festival provides a platform for celebration of the spoken word that includes lectures, demonstration, workshops, recitals, and concerts. Last grant received was $1,500 from Mr. Burton, and Mr. Burton placed on the agenda.
Mr. Burton?
I will do the same that I did last year, $1,500.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,500 from Mr. Burton's Councilmatic account to the Lewis Public Library for festival expenses. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Introduction proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have two. The first one is an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel number 132-2, parcel 264, a portion thereof.
And that's in whose district?
It did not indicate whose district is on this.
Okay.
Mr. Burton, I think.
It's in 132. I believe, is that up in the...
It doesn't matter. And we'll introduce it. Mr. Burton, introduce it.
Okay, and the next one is an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel number 235, map 30, parcel 58.02. That is in the Milton area, 235.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton, introduce it.
That's all.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Mr. Hudson.
I have one quick thing. I think it would be appropriate to recognize the birthday of our United States Marines.
Point well taken. It's always nice to recognize the Marines and the other branches of service.
And the military.
And the military. And tomorrow is their celebration of Veterans Day.
Yeah, I believe today's their 245th birthday.
Certainly, congratulations to the Marine Corps, and certainly thank all the veterans that have served and are serving our country. Any more council member comments? Council member comments. We'll move on to executive session land acquisition. Ten a motion. Motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Wilson. To go to executive session for land acquisition. Any questions on a motion? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'm the motion carried. We're now in executive session for land acquisition.